Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're with me, making comment in the chat room. Find smarter people than myself for sure are in the chat room. Okay? Just head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. It's really that simple. Anyway, you know, I'm sorry, I got to have some fun with this. You know, just when you thought you got rid of Geraldo Rivera, figured he was just gone like a bad rash, you finally got rid of it. He pops up again. Yeah, really. Apparently, he's on The View. You know, and you know, quitting the Fox after getting canned from the Five. So, unfortunately, the former Fox News host revealed that his next move was not permanent retirement, but rather a return to the airwaves, at least for one day. On Monday, Rivera announced that he would be sitting down with The View's clucking hens there on Thursday to bash, you know, he's got to bash conservatives, right? And his former employer. He's got to, because he doesn't know how to shut his mouth. Anyway. Delighted to do The View, he said in a tweet on Thursday. Wonder what they'll ask me about. Now, Twitter users, you know, they're so nice. They responded to the announcement by blowing up the former Fox News host. Some people wondered if he would soon be signing a contract with The View. Because he'd fit in perfectly with those clowns, they say. I got a kick out of some of these comments that they make, right? Maybe they'll ask you, is that your cocaine at the White House? Right? I mean, some people think he's an ultimate flim-flam man, right? He'll be on the View. He should get a contract there. I mean, how did he stay on there for so long? I think it's hilarious. So, no, in all sincerity, I don't know how he stayed with Fox that long. He couldn't stand him. You could see it in his face. You could see how irritated he was with them most of the time. But hey, if it makes the man happy, leave him alone. You know? I mean, if he wants to make himself crazy, he's got that right. I believe in the, you know, freedom of stupidity. So just hearing, I don't know how true this is, and somebody's going to have to check it out. Look, I have grandkids. I want to make sure they don't get sucked into this stuff. But I'm hearing that the latest Disney production, a cartoon about a girl who inherits a ritualistic killing, blood-drinking cult from her father. I hear it's pure evil. But they're trying to make it look like it's okay. It's a good thing. Look at, think about all these movies over the years. You know, vampires versus werewolves. They turned it into a sexy thing. A cool thing to be. A cool thing to want to be. Now, some of you who don't believe in God, you don't believe any of this stuff, this is where you think we're all whacked. You know, You better hope you're right. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, it's called Praise Petey. It's set to premiere July 21st. With the first two episodes will drop weekly following the premiere. It'll be available on Hulu. We dumped Hulu because of what they did to the president a couple years, their own president a couple years ago. You know, to Brad's point, stop supporting or at least minimize who you're supporting. Look, if you have to have a product that's only sold at a place that supports things you don't, then buy that. But you know, I'm no saint. But years ago, when Ben and Jerry's came out as a wax that they were, my favorite ice cream on the planet is that New York Chunk Funk, whatever it was called. Right? And I can't get it anymore. Oh, I can get it. It taunts me every time I go in the supermarket. It's like, yo, over here. You can eat it before you get home. Your wife won't know. But you either make the commitment or you don't. So the series got a lot of creepy people in it. And it's about a girl that inherits this bloodlust, if you would, from her father. Right? It's a human sacrificing, blood drinking cult whose logo is that all seeing eye, right? We've seen that before. So it's a matter of, do you really want to have to explain these things to your kids all the time? The more they see this stuff, the more common it becomes. Even the Bible says faith comes from hearing. Now, it didn't say hear one time. Even God knows that, well, he is the creator. But God's trying to tell you, look, the more stuff you throw in your head, the more times you see this, the more common it becomes, the more okay it becomes. Think about that. And they're going after, yeah, they are going after kids. I'm not just talking about the gay community or what you heard like weeks ago. These people who don't believe in morality, don't believe, they know they have to rip the family apart. They're going after your kids. And this is the way they do it. Everything that's good and moral is not done by them. They won't have any part of. Look, the California legislature today, or was it today? Yeah, today. The assembly blocked legislation that would have made child trafficking a felony. Why is that so hard? Why would that be a no? All would have made human trafficking children a serious felony on par with murder, rape, and other crimes. And yet they turned it down. Every Dem voted against it. I wonder why that would be. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend.
And I will fight for you. Seriously. No, well, actually, fighting for what's right. That should be a better way of putting it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Love to hear what you have to say. Head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. That's right. It's a website, believe it or not, my website, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get part of the chat room there. And as I always say, and I mean it sincerely, there's smarter people than myself in there. They always pick up on stuff that I miss. And, you know, you can converse with them as well if I'm boring you to death. It's really that simple. All right. Show you how much the left hates life, unless it's theirs. There was a pro-life team that was banned from a cherry festival parade. I mean, terrible, isn't it? A group of teenagers from Grand Travis, Michigan, they were excited to participate in the city's annual cherry festival. But hours before the event, the kids were told that they were no longer welcome to march. The local chapter of Teens for Life had marched in the parade the previous years without any sort of an issue. State Senator John DeMoos said it was clear that the kids were booted from the parade because of political pressure. See, my attitude is when I see these things coming up in my own district and other places around me, I go, look, more than happy. Let's be clear. I am more than happy to show up and be at these events if it means supporting our kids. They have a right, or rights, but they have a right to do these kind of things. This is how we teach them to be strong, to live out their faith, to live out what they believe. These kids worked hard. They made big plans for the parade. They had entertainment. They had custom T-shirts made. Then at the last minute, more than 5 weeks after being approved, they were canceled. Why? Again, political pressure. Politics ruining things for our kids. A bunch of Karens that went off the deep end decided they weren't allowed to be. They weren't allowed to exist. They weren't allowed to push for pro-life. A pro-life leader said they were appalled that the teenagers were shunned in what was supposed to be a fun parade. We're appalled that our next generation is being denied. See, this is where every pro-life, every Christian should have walked away from that parade and made it very visible as to what the issue was. And then maybe had their own parade 20 minutes later. You know what I'm saying? We're appalled that our next generation is being denied the chance in their own town in the annual Cherry Festival parade in the name of intimidation and harassment. Now, supposedly now, a clerical error kept them from the parade. Our students look forward to peacefully walking with the community just as other groups were approved. We're proud of students for being willing to outwardly march for life. We'll continue to support them. See, this is where they need to. They need to get legal support. Because you get Brad on something like this, and it'd be, look, here's the deal. Either we'll sue you into submission, we'll sue you out of business, or you simply just let them in the parade next year. Now, the executive director of the Cherry Festival told a local newspaper that ultimately they didn't allow the social or political entities to march. How is pro-life a political entity? Really, I'd love to know. We're not endorsing nor condoning the organization, their objectives. We're simply following our own policy and rules. But if that's true, why do they let the local pro-gay organization march? And there are also photographs of a pro-social justice group marching in the parade. This needs to hurt them financially. Really, I mean that. That's the only way you win these things. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the car, and you become part of the solution when you can open your mouth and say something. Really. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, well, I'm not doing those anymore. They're boring and old. No, really, I mean, you've heard about California laws. I talk about them all the time on the show. They're infuriating because they don't... This is Senator Scott Wiener up there in California. And the problem that I have with him, that many people have with him, everything he pushes has to do with sexual orientation. Everything. Everything he pushes has to do with taking more and more rights away from parents so that your kids can be allowed to have sex with whoever they want to at whatever age they want. He is nothing more than a sexual deviant. Just look at the laws he tries to pass. Look at what he puts out there for people to pass, for people to get behind with him. And I don't know, you know, I've been told, but he hasn't told me. I think he's openly gay, not sure. I don't follow him, but I can tell you what, he's definitely an open deviant. He's definitely an open sexual. I would even go so far to say, based on what he's written, the way he writes, he sounds like a sexual freak, a sexual predator, whatever. However you want to put it down, it's like the only thing that goes through this person's mind 24/7 is sex with children. How can I make sure that my friends, my buddies, and everybody else can have all the sex they want to have, when they want to have it, with whom they want to have it? Seriously. All right, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-556. Let's get off the sex thing for a while, right? It's been, and then, you know, I love the rail on these people. It's been 35 years since the start of the global warming was declared by climate educator James Harrison. It was carried on the front page of the New York Times under the headline, Global Warming Has Begun. Experts, have testified that we don't have long. Many doomsday calls have followed, but the worst is the warnings not one has seen fruition. But yet we keep listening. And you loons on the left, you keep going to their movies and giving money to their causes, and yet nothing. Now this year's the anniversary comes there, right? The media really went full bore in this whole climate change campaign, blaming, you know, global warming on the Canadian fires and the smoke that settled over the big U.S. cities and the honeybee die-off, even a decline in wine production. And I'm sure they're making those lefties real crazy. Several groups that question the claims are pushing back and just released their secret list of latest media lies. It never stops. Because it's not that hard. People who don't do any research on their own, don't read anything on their own, it's easy to pull the wool over their eyes, right? In a June report from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, the Heartland Institute, Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, and others put out the climate fact check for the 10 most headline-grabbing warnings that didn't come true. We'll talk about those on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a new man in charge of the United Auto Workers, and he has some demands of the big three in Detroit.
The new head of the United Auto Workers Union, Sean Fain, says his union members are suffering.
We're currently living in a cost of living crisis caused by corporate greed, while our wages have remained stagnant or regressed.
Fain took to social media to lay out the union's demands, including wanting a 32-hour work week for union members. Another demand is for the UAW to be allowed to strike if an auto plant is shut down. Currently, that's against federal law.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Apple Card's interest-bearing savings account has reached $10 billion in deposits. The high-yield account offered by Goldman Sachs was launched in April. Deposits earn an annual percentage yield of 4.15%. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. This is the way we want you. We want you to be part of the solution. It always works out better for everybody involved. And I really do appreciate your time. All right. We were talking about the 10 whack things that climate change people have talked about over the year. Well, actually, a lot more than that. But let's look at some of this stuff, right? They're claiming the smoky Canadian fires were caused by the climate change. The report, it challenged that. They said this is false. Data and history show that the wildfires in Canada have not increased in number or severity, and that driven by prevailing wind smoke from Canada, annual wildfire season has darkened U.S. skies multiple times in the past. Nothing new. But every time there's something out, oh my God, it's climate change, we're all dying. Okay, whatever. Florida strawberries are threatened by climate change, in one report. Department of Agriculture said the Florida strawberry harvest increased by nearly 50% between 01 and 19, from approximately 135 million pounds per year to 195 million pounds per year. And the strawberry news for growing? Even better nationally. I mean, seriously. You know, it's almost... All right, some of you guys who have kids will get this. It's almost like you've got five teenagers working against the system 24-7. System being you and your wife, right? Or your husband and wife. Mom and dad. And you're always watching what they're doing or checking what they're doing or trying to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Report goes on to say, climate change is causing a honeybee die-off by raising temperatures too early. Even in January, during which the Associated Press said Washington, D.C. hit 80 degrees, according to the monthly report, first honeybee colony survival depends on a number of things, especially beekeeping, hygiene. Next, Washington, D.C. has never had an 80-degree day in January. That's according to the National Weather Service. While Washington, D.C. has had January days in the 70s and a little higher, dating all the way back to the early 1900s. I mean, seriously, you can't keep letting them get away with this stuff. Call them out. Tell them to prove it. I've always said it to you guys, get informed, please. Once you get informed, right, everything just goes so much better all the way around. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, 5563. Do I want to do this one? Sometimes I approve them as I go, as you can hear sometimes, right? But again, you've got all this stuff that's happening right now. And anything they can get away with doing is blamed on climate change. I still don't understand to this day why they can't just give us the reality, give us the real numbers, give us the real information, and let us decide on our own. Would that be the best way to do it? I had an article up that really called them to task and gave numbers out as to where the temperatures were at over the last few hundred years. Here's another one where the Texas heat wave is caused by climate change. Right? The troubling heat in Texas and its ties to climate change is just terrible. Well, the reality is Texas suffered extreme. Well, they've suffered extreme and extended heat waves before. Most recently in June and August of 1980. That heat wave resulted in 2,000 deaths. Now, heat wave frequency intensity have dramatically declined. Should I repeat that? Heat wave intensity and frequency has declined over the last 90 years. They don't want to hear that. It goes against everything they believe. See, notice I said that. It goes against everything they believe. According to a real report from NASA, but you gotta get, the problem is they won't get deep down inside. Right, if you look at the heat wave index from 1895 to 2020 here in the United States, it reached its peak, let me see, what is that? About 1935-ish. Ever since then, it's been pretty normal. You can see the highs and lows in the chart. And you can see that there's a cycle here. Now, it goes on to say, in recent decades, United States heat waves have been, ready for those, far less frequent and severe than they were in the 1930s. I would imagine, look, guys, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, so help me out here, right? I would imagine that there were less cars on the road in the 30s. There was less pollution from, vehicles back in the 30s. The all-time high temperature record set in most states occurred in the first half of the 20th century. So real data, when you look at it, it totally destroys the claim that the current heat waves are basically impossible without climate change. No, they're actually part of the norm. This is the way it's gone off for decades. Actually, a couple hundred years here and there. Check it out. No difference. But let's not let a good, an emergency go to waste here. Because according to another article in the USA Today, climate change / warming is bringing the temperature up to a point that we're having problems below ground. And what's happening below the surface is causing some of our world's biggest cities to slowly sink. Now, that's according to a new Northwestern University study. Now, somebody said something earlier, I never went down these roads until recently. The problem is this. These universities get big money from the government. They get big money not to go against what it is that they're doing, that they want. The ground is deforming as a result of temperature variations. No existing civil structure or infrastructure is designed to withstand these variations. This is according to the article. In the study of the first of its kind, quantity effects of the underground climate change. Oh, now it's underground, too. On civil infrastructure, you see data from sensors placed beneath downtown Chicago and computer simulations. The researchers found that the heat is causing the ground to deform, and it could ultimately cause the infrastructure to crack, and almost all buildings would sink into the ground. I don't even know what to say. I mean, nothing they say is, first of all, has come true. But guys, go back and look. New York would be uninhabitable because Manhattan would be 60 feet underwater. The first few floors of every building would be unusable, almost be like Venice, Italy. This is really what they talked about. This is really what they said would happen. Look, if the oceans rose 10 feet, 10 lousy feet, and they're claiming it's going to be a lot more than that. And actually, they claimed it over and over again over, 12 years. And you know, it's funny how certain things took a gabillion years to happen, but yet we're all going to be flooded out of the country in 12. A majority of the southern part of this country would be underwater. That's right. 10 lousy feet. Florida wouldn't exist anymore. Bottom part of Texas would go through all this. They just wouldn't exist anymore. And again, nobody questions them. Nobody gets up in these meetings and says, now, wait a minute. In the late 60s, you said this, and we only had 12 years. Then in the late 70s, coming into the 80s, you told us we had 5 more years, yet nothing had changed. Not one. You said things had changed, but when they were checked out, we found out that you were... you lying about it, period. According to the study, urban areas increasingly suffer from subsurface heat islands, which involve an underground climate change. Now, we don't have it just in the air. Now we have it underground, too. Responsible for environmental, public health, and transportation issues. I mean, they go on to keep feeding a whole bunch of garbage. Anyway, come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the, well, actually part of the solution at that point. And again, there's a lot going on out there, a lot for you to keep up with. I get it. I appreciate that you're here with me. I realize you don't have to be. Although, why wouldn't you be? We have so much fun together. Right? So somebody sent me this article a while back. And I got to thinking about it. I said, you know, maybe we should talk about this because this is hilarious. The article goes on to say, why is it, or ask the question, that even proven facts can't change some people's minds? Well, I mean, before I go into the article, here's why. Because your facts, the people you go to for your facts, the fact that we've been lied to, you know, when it comes to the CDC and what they told us about COVID, what they told us about some of this stuff was not true, not real. So why would you expect us to believe everything you say told us truth? You're flying in the face of science when it comes to biology. You're flying in the face, with all this transgenderism. The writer says that in a world where the information is always at our fingertips, it's so baffling that misinformation continues to run rampant. With scientific facts so easily accessible, it should be simple to set the record straight. Now again, as I said before, it's easy to say this stuff. But prove to me it's true. And prove to me your facts are true, unlike others. You can't. We all know you can't. Right? I mean, you've got all these climate scientists that talk about how bad it is or what have you. Yet you got geologists and other scientists that say, no, they're wrong. What's happening is fine. That the temperature hasn't, matter of fact, really hasn't seen any rise for over 15 years. It's just amazing. So when you say world, it's all at our fingertips. We jump all, we got it right there. Why is it so hard? Well, that's why. The article goes on to say that scientific researchers have confirmed facts alone aren't always enough to correct misinformation and change people's minds. Unfortunately, the way our brains store information isn't always conducive to correction. Yeah, well, it is if you want to open your mind up to it. Right? Our brains have a remarkable ability to retain information, albeit some quirks, rather than replacing incorrect information. Our minds tend to create new memories alongside existing ones. Also, they're filed next to each other. Consequently, when we try to recall corrected piece of information, we may end up with competing ideas. You mean figuring out how we came to that solution. You see, I agree that you're because we all have it, we all know how to do it. When you pull up some of these memories, some of these thoughts, you do have conflicting thoughts because you got new information. You got information to update the way you think about stuff. Right? So if you learn, let's say you were all for these back in the 60s and 70s, you were all for this climate stuff. And then you find out, wait a minute, they were wrong. They've been wrong twice. The things haven't happened, they said they happened. Oh, here are scientists who say it's not real, it's not true. Then you have to figure out what's real based on the information you have, right? Right? Come on. Let's work this through together. This person is taking this from a mental aspect. In today's world, we don't know who to trust, do we? I would say some of us know who not to trust. But we really don't know who to trust overall. You got kids now that think that socialism is the way to go because then it helps everybody, it lifts everybody up. It can't be less true. Capitalism is the only kind of economy that lifts everybody out, or that, I should say this, that can lift everybody else. Right? I mean, think about that. When people are making money, and they like to harp on the 1%, the millionaires, trillionaires, billionaires, whatever, who cares? They're putting the people work. Ain't no poor person ever gave a job or a bunch of jobs to other poor people. Unless it was for free. It's just not happening. So you can keep making fun of capitalism all you want. You can do all that stuff all you want. The bottom line with it is, you're wrong. You're just dead wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I am very much, I enjoy the climate stuff because, again, some of you who actually have two brain cells to rub together could look at that and say, they have been wrong so often that even, I'd have to question your sanity if you keep using them. No, really. You can't. I mean, the article is pretty long, and it's the same garbage, basically repeated, regurgitated over and over again 12 different ways. Right? But you wouldn't even hire these people to be, if these were your stockbrokers, would you bring them back? Because that's a question of your sanity at that point. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, we have a teacher who taught gender biology. The students accuse him of homophobia and religious preaching for preaching science, for laying out real science. Texas biology professor for over 20 years of teaching experience said he was fired from St. Philip's College in San Antonio after four students walked out of his classroom. I can see that happening. Dr. Johnson Barkey, a veteran professor who's been teaching that sex is determined by X and Y chromosomes, you know, teaching biology, science, scientific fact, was accused of engaging in religious preaching during his lecture. Right? Talking about the human reproductive system. I wonder what they thought was religious. I'd be curious. According to Dr. Barkay, the incident occurred in November 2022 when four students walked out of his lecture. They accused him of homophobia and preaching. Now, he faced allegations of making discriminatory comments about homosexuals, transgender individuals, and sharing anti-abortion rhetoric. He also apparently engaged in misogyny banter. What is that? In January, he received an email from the College District Human Resource Department stating his credentials would be revoked pending an investigation, ultimately resulting in his termination. Right? I'm sorry, for what again? In response to his dismissal, lawyers from the First Liberty Institute representing the doctor, they sent a letter to St. Philip's College demanding his reinstatement. The letter argued that the termination violated federal and state laws and infringed upon his First Amendment rights. I was amazed to find myself understanding that teachers do have quite a birth of First Amendment rights in the classroom. Many of you think they don't, but apparently by law they do. The lawyers emphasized that Dr. Barkay's statements were grounded in his extensive education experience, not religious beliefs. Yeah, the school doesn't care about that. Dr. Barkay, who taught human anatomy and physiology, he'd been there for over 22 years. He's an associate pastor, devoted Christian in a local church. They probably knew that. Right? One way to get him. However, his attorneys clarified that he never expressed any of his personal beliefs in the classroom. They highlighted his commitment to teaching students of all backgrounds, his adherence to approved and science-based curricula all through his tenure. In other words, he never really had a problem. However, the college alleged that his teaching went beyond academic boundaries and became religious as per the complaints received from the students. St. Philip's College informed Dr. Barkay that he was not scheduled to teach in the upcoming spring semester, that he would not be offered any further teaching opportunities at the institution. By the way, it's St. Philip's. Male and female, St. Philip's. They won't respond to his legal team. St. Philip's. I just want to make sure I got this straight. That's the first time that St. Philip's College has faced complaints from professors with conservative-leaning perspectives. Last month, political science professor Will Moravis claimed that his contract was terminated due to the belief following student complaints as well. Yeah, but where are these students, where are they getting their information? Who raised these kids? How did they buy into this stuff so easily, so quickly? Are they weak of mind? I just have to ask. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. But get our app. It's online in both stores. Get it, pick it up, and you'll be able to listen on your phone anywhere you want to. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Do nothing stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow.